Gordy assigned Suzanne to pass to groom the boys, pick their clothes, choreograph their dance steps, and make them rehearse and rehearse. While Gordy started looking for the song, the big hit.
And I thought about Michael and this little kid, and I wanted a song that would fit a 9-year-old kid, you know. And so I walked around singing a melody that just came into my head while thinking about this phenomenal kid. Oh, baby. No, I would say, oh, baby, da da dee da dee, da 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 da. That's all I had.
Oh, baby, kill me when I'm dead.
That was the first release, and that went straight to number one. It was just a major smash.
Probably in fourth grade, and I just remember walking home from school and just hearing that song coming out of car radios and little transistors. We had little transistor radios. I mean, it wasn't like Walkmans or boomboxes or anything. Little tiny transistor radios, AM radio. And I just remember that song just, it was the bomb. It was the bomb song.
Session, three more number one hits exploded on the airwaves.
It absolutely went from complete anonymity to total celebrity in one beat. First time we got off the plane in Philadelphia for their first concert, they got mobbed, and it never changed. That was pretty profound for those days because there had not yet been, I don't think, a young black group that had created what was tantamount to Beatlemania.
A black group shattering mainstream barriers, and a little boy, the obsessive force driving it all.
Don't you know,
his brothers might be outside, you know, playing basketball, but he'd be watching the producers mix the record or asking Berry Gordy 1,001 questions about producing and about the business and about why this, why that.
And then I realized that he was studying me. Later I realized, of course, he's not only studied me, but he studied everybody. From Walt Disney, Marcel Marceau, James Brown, Jackie Wilson, you know, all these people he was really studying.
We used to call him the human sponge.
It was inevitable. After 4 years of hits together, traveling together, performing together, Michael Jackson would shoot ahead of his brothers like a meteor.
When we first started, it was all for one, one for all. And I think as the press and the fans recognized Michael more and more, and it became a disproportionate kind of worship for him, you know, and interest in him, and obsession with the little one, that it drove a wedge between and among his brothers and himself and his brothers' relationships to one another.
Began.